Well, they sat there in judgment the other night, just saying, do whatever you want to the ball. Rub whatever you want on it. It's been happening forever. Is it really an issue? Well, it is, because it intacts the integrity of your game. And in the end, when you strip away all the money, that's all you have left. Stuart Clark, former fast bowler, joins us on the line. Hello, Clarky.
Hello, TK. It's going to be quite a heated conversation, I would have thought.
Well, you don't get it. Do you get it? Do you? You can't
I think it's a joke, mate.
Unbelievable.
I think it's a joke. Well, Stephen Smith came out and said, we shine the ball and do whatever we want to it.
Well, they should be punished.
Well, hang on. He didn't say we do whatever we want.
All right, on that point then, they should be punished, because that's the point of my argument. Look, obviously he shined the ball. Obviously he put his finger in his mouth. Obviously he had a lolly in there. But the problem is, he put sugary saliva on the ball. That's what he's in trouble for. So are we banning chewing gum?
Well, there's two issues here, right? That's another issue.
That's correct.
Right, that's right. And we've discussed this also, Slats and myself, regarding the ICC about, you know, I'd be happy enough if I was Faf, and I believe they did the same thing, walk in there and go, well, you proved that I changed the texture of the ball.
He probably did, and he probably lost.
That's right. But I don't think the ICC actually have any evidence to say it does change the characteristics of the ball.
And again, this is the other problem with it. When they were doing it in England, it was to take the lacquer off the ball, to make it go reverse. What they're saying here is, well, no, they're doing it to shine the ball. So there's two different reasons for doing it. So all of a sudden we're into this whole, why are we doing it? Why are we not doing it? A far greater problem is throwing the ball into the ground.
Right.
That happens on a daily, on a game basis. So every player, you watch how many times when you're watching the cricket, they're having random shots at the stumps, they're throwing the ball into the ground. The rule is it's allowed to bounce once. That doesn't happen. No one polices that. So if we're going to start policing every little thing, and soon as Matthew Wade will catch the ball and he'll throw it to Stephen Smith, Stephen Smith will take saliva and shine the ball. If he's chewing gum, he's rubbing sugary saliva on the ball.
He's rubbing an artificial substance on the ball.
Absolutely.
Which is against the ICC rules.
So
where do we draw the line in the sand then, Stewie? If I was mentioning earlier today, and you said on Inside Cricket, can of worms. You know, the extreme is, and I've been calling you can of worms, Clark. The extreme is bottle top on one end, and the other way is sugary substance out of your mouth. What's the point where the IC says, well, this is not allowed?
Well, that's the point. And no one knows now, because that's giving you, what you're saying is exactly the point. There is no line. It is just completely subjective. And you've got to remember, the Australians didn't complain. It didn't get charged in Hobart. Some bloke in Dubai sitting in the desert said, oh, yeah, that's a problem. Let's charge him. Well, I don't know. No one knows what the rule is now. But Stephen Smith, quite cleverly, and I imagine through Australian management, yesterday came out and said, oh, my goodness, if we don't say something here, every time we shine the ball, someone's going to point the finger at us.
Mm. This one comes in on text. Boys, if our bowlers shine the ball the same way, maybe we need to change our brand of lolly.
Well, Murray's mints were the lolly of choice in England.
Yes.
They did the best job, apparently. He looked like he had a lifesaver in his mouth. I'm not an expert on what he had in his mouth, but I don't know. But
no.
The point with it all being, you've opened up the greatest can of worms, and I think the rules going to have to, they're going to have to look at the rules again, because I don't know how you police it. There's footage of Virat Kohli shining the ball in India and having a lolly in his mouth, not charged.
Chewing gum, yeah.
David Warner shining the ball. There's footage all over Twitter of it. And he's not charged. So no one knows anymore. And you've taken a rule that was grey at the best of times to extremely grey now.
Hey, Stewie, do you have a designated shiner in your team? No, I'm serious. Like, there's literally one guy who is like, you get the ball to him as much as you can, mid-off or mid-on.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Absolutely. Right, we've all done it. And at different stages, we all have used, and I'll put my hand up and say, lip gloss was, you know, there was a special type of lip gloss that did a better job.
Was that Warnie's lip gloss?
No. He had special. He had his own special, unique lip gloss.
I hate to think.
So you had that. But more importantly, the ball, it wasn't about shining the ball. It was throwing the ball into the ground to rough it up. Because what you try and do is rough it up and then bring back one side really shiny. Then it goes reverse.
Yep.
And when it's 3 for 500 and you haven't looked like getting anyone out all day, well, you try something, because otherwise it becomes a very, very long day in the field.
All right, let's move on from that issue.
Yep.
But tonight, we're going to see something. Well, this afternoon, we're going to see something. I'm excited by it, but a ball hasn't been bowled in anger yet. We're going to see a new opener, Matthew Renshaw from Queensland, 20 years of age. Pete Hanscom will bat 5. Nick Maddison will be 6. Matthew Wade will be 7. Jackson Bird gets the nod ahead of Chad Sayers. What do we expect? What do we expect from this? And they're 2-0 up in the series, the South Africans.
Mark Waugh said it the other night that a changing of the team. We're looking at young, fresh, new players. I think we're going to have to give them time. I don't think there's any question about that. The limited footage I've seen of Renshaw, he looks a lot like Matthew Hayden, actually.
He's tall.
He stands up nice and tall.
Yeah.
Nice and tall and hits the ball straight and drives the ball well. So they're obviously all players of the future. It was interesting looking at their stats. They all average in that high 30s, low 40s type thing. So none of them are proven stars as yet.
No.
So we're going to have to accept that they aren't going to be the finished product. And they're going to make some mistakes and they're going to get things wrong. And they're also going to be quite dynamic and, I suppose, gun-ho when they come out to bat. My problem, and what I worry about, not my problem, my worry is they go from here, so they play against Pakistan, and looking at what Pakistan did in New Zealand, they're probably going to beat up on them because Pakistan, outside of Pakistan, aren't the greatest team. But then they go to India, and as we're seeing with England at the moment,
it's
a whole different world over there, and it's extremely hard to bat. And some of the guys, especially Renshaw, who's a Queenslander, probably, and again, I say this subject to not seeing a lot of him, probably isn't going to be the greatest player of spin. Mm. And he's going to get spin, and he's going to get more spin and more spin after that. Nick Maddison's sort of in the same boat. He's a wonderfully talented player, but is playing spin, or someone of the ilk of Ravi Ashwin, his go? And he probably hasn't faced a lot of that in Australia because the wickets are not really conducive to spin bowling. So whilst in the short term they might be successful and look okay, there's going to be a massive challenge in February next year.
Who's the unlucky one from the Australian 11 in your mind, Stewie?
The one
that's not there.
That's not there in this time. Peter Neville or Callum Ferguson for me. Callum Ferguson got run out from the boundary. In fairness to the selectors, he could have gone back to Shukri and got runs. He didn't.
Yeah.
Other guys came in and got runs. So Peter Neville, I don't agree with that selection, he's been, I suppose, left out because of the top six batters not getting any runs. And people say, well, he should get runs too. Well, he did get 50 not out, I think.
60-odd, yeah. Yeah.
And then he went on to an absolute green seamer down in Hobart, and they were cheating using lollies on the ball. So, I feel a bit sorry for him. He's probably not put a foot wrong, Peter Neville. He's a quiet, unassuming sort of guy, and apparently that's a problem.
Bit like myself. Thanks.
I know you're a problem, TK.
Thanks, Stewie.
That will do me.
Yeah. Quick tip, South Africa or the Aussies?
It's pretty hard to go past South Africa and Australia. Look, I think they'll be competitive, but it actually will come down to who's got the best conditions, and I mean who's batting in that twilight period, because that's become a bit hard. So hard to say. Heart says Australia, obviously, but I'm worried.
Yeah, good on you, mate. Well done. Thanks, Stuart Clark.
Cheers, boys.
Stewie joining us, $1.85 at tab.com.au, the Aussies. The draw, $6.50. Don't worry about that. The weather prediction's good down there in Adelaide, Jimmy, and Australia, $2.65.
How far has Australian cricket fallen that our expert just says, I think we'll be competitive, and we're happy with that?
Shameful.